Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Gloucester has completed his journey. He's been brought to reconciliation with his son Edmund, and that reconciliation finally finishes him. He dies. Lear, who had been travelling around in the open air like a madman, raving and raging, slowly reached a point of discovery of himself, of realisation that all he was the pure man, that he had no need of anything other than himself. He, in fact, reached a point, I suppose, of contentment. But the madness had, in a sense, given him a clear vision of where he was, who he was, and what he was. He saw the world in truth. He saw the world as a place of corruption. He saw power as a corrupting influence, and now needed nothing but love, a new word. He needed true love, the true love of somebody. At the beginning of the play, he'd asked that question, which of you shall we say doth love us most? And those who said they did were lying. The only true love that was declared for him at the beginning of the play was the one he rejected. But at this moment, he now needs that more than anything. That love is going to have the healing effect on his mind, the discovery that he is truly loved. We're going to take a look at a scene from Act 4, Act 4, Scene 7, where Lear finally wakes up after a very long sleep to be with his daughter, Cordelia. And to help me in this, Lear is going to be read by Sinead McKenna, Cordelia by Lisa Donaghy, and The Doctor will be read by Danica Wilson.
You do me wrong to take me out the grave. Thou art a soul in bliss. But I am bound upon a wheel of fire, that mine own tears do scald like molten lead.
Sir, do you know me?
You are a spirit, I know. Where did you die?
Still far wide.
Still far wide. Lear wakes up not even aware of where he is, not even able at that moment to recognise Cordelia.
He's scarce awake. Let him alone a while.
Where have I been? Where am I? Fair daylight. I am mightily abused. I should e'en die with pity to see another thus. I know not what to say. I will not swear these are my hands. Let's see. I feel this pinprick. Would I were assured of my condition.
Oh, look upon me, sir, and hold your hand in benediction over me. You must not kneel.
Pray do not mock me. I'm a very foolish, fond old man. 40 and upward, not an hour more or less. And, to deal plainly, I fear I am not in my perfect mind. Methinks I should know you, and know this man, yet I am doubtful, for I am mainly ignorant what place this is. And all the skill I have remembers not these garments, nor I know not where I did lodge last night. Do not laugh at me, for, as I am a man, I think this lady to be my child, Cordelia.
And with that, he finally admits recognition. It's an interesting scene, because within this there is a sense of shame, of guilt. And he has to express the discovery of humility. I'm a very foolish, fond old man. Remember, fond in Elizabethan terminology means silly, stupid. The recognition that all he is a silly, foolish old man. He's discovered humility. He's discovered that he is not the most important person in the world, that he is just like anyone else, just like as he did on the heath with Mad Tom in the storm, realizing that he's just a poor, bare-forked animal. Cordelia treats him with love. Cordelia raises him up. Cordelia is the one who wants to kneel to him, the one who wants to give him back the dignity that he lost. And so thank you for Sinead, Lisa and Danica's reading. Thank you.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.